Good morning, Living Water Christian Center. This is First Lady Early Julian. Welcome to our daily devotion. Today is day 11 of our corporate fast. Today's devotional scripture is Luke the 4th chapter, verses 1 and 2, and verses 14 and 15. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. Amen. The title of our devotion today is, What's Your Assignment? Fasting and prayer are helpful to receiving a clear vision of God's specific path for our lives. Many times, following a season of prayer and fasting, we can have a more defined understanding of the part that we play in the body of Christ and a greater sense of our particular spiritual giftings. This chapter in the Gospel of Luke describes the circumstances surrounding the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. Notice that he went into the desert full of the Holy Spirit. However, he returned to Galilee in the power of the Holy Spirit. Being full of the Spirit is knowing God and his character. Walking in the power of the Spirit is when we know that we have the God-given strength and authority in our lives to walk out his will. The power of the Spirit is essential for us to accomplish the assignment God has for our lives. God could be leading you to fast so that you can receive his specific instructions for your life. He will empower you, not just to know him, but to walk in his power to accomplish what he has called you to do. Ask yourself, are there areas of your life that need more clarity? Are you walking in the power of the Spirit and living in God's purpose for your life? Write down those things God is speaking to you. As you continue to fast, pray that God continually reveals his purpose and gives you ever-increasing clarity and strength to walk it out. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we thank you that your power lives within us. I want to live more in your power, so we ask that you come into our soul and fill us again. We don't want any sin in our life to block you, so we ask that you would cleanse our hearts. We know you have a purpose for our lives, but we don't always know what that is. We ask for a clear calling and discernment as we desire to live out the assignment you've given us. Thank you that when you call us to something, you also completely equip us. I pray that you alone will work through us and that others will see you in us. Thank you, God, for choosing us. Thank you, God, for giving us a purpose. May our lives shine brightly for you. And finally, Father, I pray that you will bless Living Water Christian Center and all those who are listening today with great blessings. Bless us with your supernatural favor. And most importantly, bless us with a close, close personal relationship with you. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Remember, friends, while we're committing to give up certain foods and other distractions during this fast, we must also remember to fill up on God's word and pray mightily. Our suggested meditation scriptures for today include Psalm 37, verses 3 through 7, Isaiah, the 48th chapter, verses 17 through 18, Romans, the 1st chapter, verses 1 and 2. God bless you. We can't wait to hear how God is blessing you and your family during this special personal time of giving up yourself and filling up with him. Write us a message on Facebook. Leave us a voicemail message at 309-524-4899 or email us at livingwaterccqc@gmail.com. We want to hear how God is blessing you during this fast. Thank you and tune in tomorrow for another devotion.